Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Hast here with
Fiona Jacob. We're jumping in on top of you there.
That's cool. So burnout to breakthrough is the topic of a series of podcasts right now. So there is a wake up that needs to happen if you want to have a shift in your experience of life from burnout to having a breakthrough. And this is how it looks to me. The first wake up is to realize that how you're living and working isn't working for you. You need to wake up to the fact that you're on your way to burnout. Burnout in the country where we live, Sweden, that normally means like months on end of sick leave when we associate that word to health and stress. Some other countries, burnout simply means that you're struggling every day. You're kind of functioning okay, but you're slowly burning out like a candle going lower and lower and lower in its resources, right? So it doesn't mean you can't work. Simply means you're under an experience of overwhelm. That's the first truth to tell yourself. Second wake up to have is that change is possible. It is absolutely possible to, for many people, keep their jobs, but through a different approach to life, actually gain your energy and health and vitality back and your inspiration about life. Mm. Could you speak a little to that? Change is absolutely possible. It's even certain with the principles that we teach, because we see it every week and every day. People that were struggling so much are waking up and having a completely new experience of life.
Yeah, absolutely. So my own experience of being stressed and overwhelmed is when we start to look at how that gets created, first of all, a lot of it is most people think that it's coming from the workload, it's coming from the type of work we're doing, it's coming from our colleagues, it might be even coming from a boss we don't particularly love or like or whatever. But when we start to understand where stress and overwhelm comes from, a whole new world opens up, a whole new frame opens up, a whole new possibility opens up. Hope starts to land in our hearts and our souls. And it's just like, oh my gosh, I can actually still have the same workload and have a different experience of it. Now, I know that people listening will go, Fiona, but you don't understand my job. You don't understand my boss. You don't understand my relationship or my team or my... And you're right. I don't understand your experience particularly. But this is not something that's only personal. This is something that is an impersonal knowing that once you see it starts to change and shift everything. And what we want to introduce are the principles of how that experience of stress and burnout occur, so that once you see how it's being created, that you can allow it to dissolve.
Yeah. Within the same circumstances of life, you can have a different experience. When you understand how stress, where stress comes from and where your feelings come from. I thought of a client that's in one of our programs, and he participated 5-6 years ago in a 12-week program, and he had a huge shift, like people do, right? And we got to talk, and I asked him, how did you connect to us? And he said, well, he had this experience on a summer vacation, and the third week into the vacation, yeah, he said, yeah, he woke up like, oh, now finally I can relax. Mm. Oh, God. And then he realized it was the same the previous year. For the first 2 weeks of vacation, he was not relaxed. He was too caught up in thinking about work and stressing. And then the third week of vacation, he's like, oh, I recognize this guy. This is who I am. This is my true self. This is how I want to live. And that summer, the second time, he was only himself the third week into his vacation. He made a decision and he said to himself, this is now going to end. He woke up. I'm not going to tolerate having 50 weeks per year stressing only to have week number 3 and 4 of my vacation be good. Now this ends. This is going to be my experience at work. And then he saw some ad online and he clicked it and we talked and he went to our program. And in November that year, vacation being in July, he said, it's accomplished. I actually get touched by this because this is available for anybody when we understand the principles behind the human experience. Same circumstance. He didn't change a thing in his job. If anything, it expanded. Mm-hmm. He ran a couple of companies, this guy. But we don't need to live in burnout. There is a breakthrough available. And it has to do with telling the truth about you're not where you want to be. You're struggling more than you told yourself the truth about. And there is the possibility of a change. And in the next few episodes, we will start to dig into what's that change about and how does it happen and what's the frames or mindsets that are useful so you can wake up also to the possibility of a change.
And the thing that I want to say, Willem, because I think that is so true, is that we look at our own circumstances being unique and that it won't work for me because, and we have the list of becauses. And I want to challenge that. I want to challenge anybody who's listening. It is possible to have a different experience of what goes on in your work and your life right now. We can tell you that because we've seen that with 25,000 people that we've worked with. And I'm not going to go into detail on this one here, but when I worked as a director of nursing managing again, at one point there was 5,000 people in the group because I was on my own dealing with a major disaster. And the major disaster was a huge one. It meant that 50% of people who got this particular bug, it was a precursor to COVID, would die. That's one in two. When my nurses had to go in and care and doctors had to go in and care for those patients, they were walking into what they believed was a death trap. Mm. That they would get this, they would die, their kids would be without their mothers and fathers and so forth. So you can imagine that there was stress and dis-ease and not a lot of well-being going on there. So we had a lot of conversations and I understood how our experience gets created.
And it wasn't like four people were sick. There were
Had hundreds of people sick at that point.
Yes.
Who were coming into our emergency room. And we also had some nurses who got sick very early on as well when we didn't know what we were dealing with. But here's the thing. They were able to walk in after our conversation and go, if I know how to keep myself safe, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But if I'm caught up in my head and stressed, I will absolutely not be fine because I will be making mistakes left and right and I will contaminate myself. Mm. So when they're, even though it was still the same issue, it was still the same one in two people going to die, they knew how to keep themselves safe. And that is possible for any human being. We can walk into any situation, we can experience stress, and it can dissolve, and we can show up better with more leverage, with more capacity, with more power, and with more ease. And not one nurse died in that outbreak, of which I am extraordinarily proud.
So all human beings can go from a state of stressful thinking to clear-headed thinking in the same circumstances. It is possible. It was possible for those nurses in that situation. It's possible for anybody.
This was life and death.
Yeah.
And right now, your job probably looks like life and death too.
Yeah.
But we want to give you hope. It's not only possible, it's also probable if you take the right steps.
Cool. So follow us in the next episodes where we keep exploring this burnout to breakthrough journey and share principles that make that shift possible. Did I say breakthrough to burnout? I think I did. It's obviously burnout to breakthrough. Nothing else. Nothing else. That was a fun ending to this episode.
Yeah,
so thanks for listening and we'll see you in the next episode.
Have a good laugh at us. Bye-bye.